Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon, or in Eric's case, good morning. This is News for the Heart. I have Eric Altman with me, who's joining us. We're going to talk about forgiveness. We're definitely going to talk about our support group. We've been doing some really amazing things, and I know that some people seem to be a little bit confused about what the support group's all about, but it's really, you know, a way for us to just be really authentic and have the people in our lives. And of course, Eric does a lot of energy work around that to assist us, but it's really about being as authentic as possible and, you know, opening up to all the different possibilities, but also what's really happening in your life so that we can, you know, not feed into, you know, the drama, but to actually help you see part of the things that are going on so that we can really be open and aware and to move on to the next level. So welcome, Eric.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about forgiveness. That's the topic of this week's support group. And, you know, it's kind of a big one because it's really amazing how forgiveness is talked about everywhere. But often what ends up happening is it's a mental exercise. So mentally we can say, oh, I forgive this person. But it doesn't always come down to our heart. And then it almost never comes down to our gut, which is really the area that is about protection. And if you can't forgive, then you can't feel safe. And so it's kind of this cycle that just keeps repeating. And then, to beat it all, you know, we have to remember to forgive ourselves. And I think that's where, you know, we also kind of don't quite get the essence of what forgiveness is. So let's talk about forgiveness.
I'd love to. I think, for one reason, it's so potent, and it has... it just has such ramifications in our whole life, in every area, and all of our, you know, relationships that we have, and just connections with the people around us. And so I think that it's that we have these opportunities every day to, to bring that forth, that forgiveness. And I think it's a habit that probably most of us have got into we want that from, you know, someone else. You know, we're wanting that from a lot of other people, maybe that we perceive to have hurt us or this or that. And so at the same time, we're kind of hoarding that inside of us. And so in that, it stagnates the energy in us, for one thing. And then also in the way that it holds it too, it's a kind of wearing away at our insides and our heart, where we become maybe like tainted or withholding more and more and more of ourselves as we move along our path in life. And so it's such a powerful, that it's the power that it has is so immense and so opening to the rest of our being and heart, especially, that is I think it's overlooked, it's kind of minimized often. And I think that's what I'd like to kind of go into, just the it's kind of equal to the heart energy, and it's a way to the heart energy to open that fully. And I think our human stubbornness and kind of we go to our head and to justify, like, why I'm not going to forgive, you know, this person for doing something to me, or whatever our story is about that, or connection to not forgiving, you know, ourselves or people outside of us. And So it's literally like giving, forgiving, say a perception that I might have that, someone did something to me, or I'm upset because this happened, and it really wasn't what I expected. And so I'm holding on to something, holding like a grudge, and or I'm still angry. And the only person that's really harming is actually me, because I'm holding this kind of negative energy in my being, and as opposed to just kind of releasing that and just forgiving that. And it's typically, obviously, with another person. And so, but the freeing that I notice, spontaneously, is just it lets go of that, kind of like in the stomach and kind of and around the heart area. It's just a nice, the flow starts happening again, and then we can see again the power of that, and the simplicity of it, how we complicate it with our minds and story of why and justify that so often. And it's just it's such sad waste of energy and power that we have. It really minimizes our power that we have organically, and conversely, it empowers us as we step up, forgive whatever that might be, forgive ourselves, forgive our neighbors, so to speak, relatives, whoever it could be, friends, and it gets to be such a wonderful habit and a potent habit that. Once it starts, we don't shift back to the other. And so emphasize it enough, how valuable that is in our lives, and how it plants seeds in other areas too, as far as like our own growth and opens doorways that we could never imagine when we start. Just allowing ourselves truly to be human in every aspect of it. And I think forgiveness is a very important piece that I think that we minimize and kind of brush it off. I'm just going to hang on to this and I'm fine. Nothing's going to happen or whatever. But it actually does. It keeps us from intimacy and connection and all the things that I mentioned before. So I know I'm a little long-winded about that, but I'm passionate about it.
No, because I think it's really, really important. Like, it really is one of those areas. You mentioned the story, and of course our story is so full of places that, we don't even realize how much energy we hold in place and how much anger we hold in place. And, there's sometimes, like I say to somebody, oh, all you need to do is forgive them. And some of them are just like, what? forgive them for them. They go off on a thing. And then the other ones, you hear they go, oh, yeah, I've done that. And you're going, I don't think you have. So it's like it's this mental process that everybody thinks they know and understand, but there's so much more. And there isn't so much more. Like, it's a simple thing to forgive. It doesn't mean, I don't know. Sometimes it does mean forget, but it's not like we want you to be, walked all over and abused and, to stay in an abusive situation, but what we're doing to ourselves is probably more abusive than the abusive situation. Like, we are so hard on ourselves, and we can't, not forgiving, not letting that energy disperse or release. We're doing more harm to ourselves than actually being in the abusive situation.
Absolutely. I think, it's right on what you're saying, is that it's like, compound interest in the bank. We put in a dollar, but in a month, we have whatever, but it does work that way. And it, it strengthens the habit of not forgiving. Right. And so what happens, our relationships actually, instead of becoming more connected, they become more disconnected, because we're coming together with someone to really have an authentic relationship or a connection or whatever, just because, I've done this before, and then this person did this, and I'll never forgive them. And so it's, we just start to get that in our psyche, and then, we start looking through that lens and distrust, and not, or judgment or whatever. And really, it's just about judging ourselves or distrusting ourselves. And I'm saying, when I can't forgive, I'm just saying that, I don't really actually trust myself. And it's when people see that, then they're more willing to forgive and see the power in that, how potent it is, and how it's vulnerable. And that vulnerability, it grows on itself in the best way. It's probably the highest sign of strength and empowerment that you could embody. And so people kind of they misunderstand that, because they're in their mind, thinking, I'm not gonna, they're gonna have to say something to me first before I ever talk to them again. And we don't realize it's literally sick in a whole body, and really that's how, I talk about that a lot. I think just the connection of disease and disharmony inside of our bodies, of contracting different sicknesses, like I say, is it stems from these kind of things, like forgiveness in a huge way, because it's such it's always commensurate with the power of if I contract something in my body, if I'm not willing to forgive, because it's the flow of energy in our system on whatever level it is, it is. And so that's why, that's, it would be, I would highly recommend just to look at the value of that. Is it worth holding on to that, and getting sick or getting this or that or whatever? And you're just nurturing that pattern of non-forgiveness then. And so it's just to bring that into your awareness more, and then look at it from that kind of higher place in you. Like, we all have that higher place. And so it's just nice to ourselves first and foremost. And then, so that starts to leak out into the world, into the people that we haven't forgiven for something, we imagine they did, or maybe they did in fact, or whatever it is, but it's definitely not worth, destroying our own life over that.
Right. And it's funny because, people will say, it's hard to say which is the most impactful, but usually people that can't forgive, it's usually a parent or something happened in the family, and it's always, always about you feeling like you were right and, the other person either betrayed you or they were wrong. And there's a lot of betrayal that seems to be, the place where people can't forgive, when they feel like somebody did something to me. So they made it personal. And that's the hard part for people to try and help people understand, is that it wasn't done to you. They did something. They have their own reasons. It wasn't purposely done to hurt or in spite of you, despite what you may think, even though that's, the energy that you feel and that's what you hold on to, because it's just your perception of what happened. And we get so caught up in, this perception that they betrayed us, or that we have to be right, that we are miserable and unhappy. Like, it's like we hold on so tightly.
So, important, just because the only, and we feel like that we're getting back at the person by doing that, but we're just in the meantime, we're getting sick. And
right.
and whoever that could have been that we imagined hurt us or betrayed us in some way, you know, they're off and they're fine. And they're, you know, everything's good with them. And yeah, so just to really kind of look at that, just on a very practical level, that yeah, we're only harming ourselves by not forgiving whatever we, you know, felt was wrong, or yeah, just maybe just speaking to that, yeah, as quickly as possible, whatever that might be, just articulate like how, you know, someone says something to me and yeah, it might sting a little bit or whatever that could be or hurt. And so I might just, I do actually just address it right then. You know, is this what you meant by when you said that or when you did this or whatever? Just to clarify that, just to keep it out in front of me so I don't take it into my body or don't take it into my brain and then ruminate about it for, you know, days or months or years and yeah, feel funky or sick or whatever from maybe just one exchange with a person, you know, a friend, a relative, et cetera.
Right. Although yeah. we're really big at blaming other people for things that have happened to us. I mean, our most of our society is, you know, based around being, you know, the victim. So it's like, it's so prevalent and so supported that, you know, your parents screwed you up and, you know, like it's so strong
right.
that, you know, it's hard to kind of get people sometimes to look the other way. I was thinking maybe we could do like a beginning grounding meditation and maybe if there's anything you can do to sort of lighten, I feel it feels very heavy.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'll do is just lighten all the energy around first the heart and then and to fortify that and also and then bring that energy up and just through kind of the shoulder area and the throat, you know, to open that up and make all the connections there and then into the mind as well. So we can have a better perspective on like actually what's happening like all the time, like so we can stay in the moment, so we can live from the moment as opposed to something in the past or some idea that we're taught, you know.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'll integrate that into the whole system, and so I'll start out by kind of grounding that in grounding this into the earth, and then I'll work up through the body. And so I'll do this. It'll take maybe about 4 to 5 minutes at the most.
Perfect.
And so if everyone can set their intention just to receive, just to say that I receive this healing, this energy that's coming, and just allow yourself to be open to that. It's very powerful, that receptivity, and then it can integrate into your system very fast. So we can start right now then.
Great.
Okay. So I've grounded the body deep into the center of the earth. As I bring the energy up into the legs, just relax even deeper. Just allow this energy, it's very bright golden energy, very pristine and powerful. So allow it to integrate into every cell. Deeper, deeper, moving up into your knees. Just breathe and relax. Receive. The thighs, your upper legs. Again, just saturating into every molecule, every cell in your body. Very specifically into your thighs right now. Just opening all the doors to forgiveness. As energy moves into our stomach, this area of protection, just integrating the power of forgiveness, integrating the allowance of forgiveness, recognizing that it's very courageous and very potent and very healthy to our whole system, to our body, mind, and spirit. Allow to receive this completely. Just moving up into the heart area and chest. Clearing old, like past notions or ideas again of what forgiveness means. Allow yourself to just feel the truth of forgiveness, meaning power and connection with yourself first and foremost, and then with others around you. Allow the golden energy just to come up from the bottom of your spine to the very top of your spine into your neck. Again, relaxing and receiving. As I'm doing this, I'm disentangling all the messages that were received to us as we were children, as we were growing up, about how forgiveness is kind of weak or it has a negative connotation. So in fact, it's very powerful. It's very courageous, and it's very healthy for the body and the mind and all the connections that we have in the world to others. It's a sign of a leader. And having that courage to step into that and be vulnerable. And it keeps your health. Mind and spirit very potent. Creates a field of energy around you, very strong. This energy now saturates your neck. Your throat, just feel that integrate in allow that to come into your body, into every cell. And trust the language of forgiveness will come in with this energy. So at the same time, I'm disentangling all the past of when we haven't forgiven ourselves or anyone else. Giving us all a new start, a fresh start, beginning right now. As this energy moves into all the cells of our brain. This lightens up all that notions and ideas around forgiveness. Just creating new pathways, new ways to articulate that, to speak to others. And we feel it's necessary to forgive ourselves or forgive others. And taking this all the way down into the center of the earth again, allowing the energy to flow in and anchor this in deep into the earth. It's allowing this to stabilize. Accept it into your system, into your body, mind, and spirit. Just take a nice couple deep breaths.
Ah, feels great.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned something about trust, and I think maybe we could go into that a little bit, because I think there's a piece there that maybe people don't understand about. You know, if we're not forgiving, then we're not trusting ourselves. Is that what you said? Trusting ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because often we learn through our family, you know, through our friends growing up from when we're very small, and then we see that at least from working with so many people most of my life, and so. When I ask people about that, they always interpret that as being weak. You know, if I forgive this person, that's weak, and then it means that I'm wrong and they're right. And it has nothing to do with that. It just means it's clarifying something. To me, it's just clarifying. And I will always err like on the side of forgiving someone. And they said, for what? And I'll just say that, well, when I, you know, it looked like it hurt your feelings, or so I'm just checking that out, I guess. And so then I'll just kind of have a conversation like that. And, like 95% of the time, I'm not accurate, but it felt that way. So I'd rather again, err on that side of caring and love than holding that back, thinking like, I'm not sure, and I'm afraid to say this because it sounds weird or it sounds odd, and I think they deserve it no matter what anyway, so I'm not going to say it. And then, before I kind of adopted this, this way of being in the world, I would definitely think that the other person, there's something wrong with them, or there's something like they need to they need to be nicer to me, or they can't treat me that way. I'm not really going to forgive them for you know, making fun of me or whatever my story was at the time. And then, you know, it would just make me laugh as I look back, and not to minimize my experience, you know, to diminish it, just, but really how I could see myself, just because maybe I didn't understand, or maybe, you know, I felt left out and, you know, wasn't willing to speak up, or didn't know how to speak up at the time. And so that I realized, well, there's not a book about that, or, I mean, there probably is today, but, speaking up. And what I noticed from that, I thought in my head, well, you know, it's embarrassing, I should know this and that. But what I found is then people would come to me on the side later on, say, well, how'd you learn how to do that? And I said, I just did it. That was the first time I've done that. And so just because I could feel my stomach feel like I would feel oftentimes like kind of sick, or just like, just not well inside, or just a little bit off balance. And I realized it was from not being clear how I interpreted a situation. And it usually was about, then I would hold that card of not forgiving someone for this imaginary thing that I thought they did. And maybe they did do it. So that's why I wanted to check it out. And so I think that's, I'm just saying that, for people who are a way to start moving that energy to ask. It doesn't mean all the time that you will get the truth back, but you'll get a clear picture of what's happening. And it's very, again, it's very empowering, and it's very enlightening too, is what you might see or what you might hear. And so so at least it clears your system of like, of whatever it is that you're holding onto. So you don't want to keep that inside. You just want to release that. And the best way to do that really is kind of just to kind of confront the situation. And I don't mean that in a combative way. It's just more, personally for me, it's more inquisitive. I'm actually very curious about that. And I think everyone is like, you know, how does this happen? Or how does this work? You know, with these kinds of exchanges that I'm not really sure. And so we go to our default, which is typically like something happened to me. And 99% of the time, that's not true. So it's nice to check it out so we don't carry around that. And then when we do, what we end up being just like that, the person that we imagine is being, you know, a bully or, you know, saying mean things to us or whatever that could be.
So. Right, because we're holding that energy to ourselves. Yeah. Like we're...
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah. It's an interesting way of looking at life. I mean, you know, you're right that, you know, every maybe 1% of the time it was actually done to us. Yeah. But it, you know, that piece where, yeah, you know, it's wanting to be right and... You know, it's fascinating how we can really get stuck in that. It's funny that that people see it as a weakness.
Right.
Right? Because it's...
Absolutely, I think. Yeah, and to me, it's like in my life, it's been the most empowering thing, by head and shoulders above anything else. Like just asking. I'll always ask in any situation if I have a doubt about what was meant by something, and whether it's a crowd of people or friends or whatever it is. And then instead of going to my mind and start spinning a story, and I think, because then I started thinking about that one day, and I thought like, wow, I'm holding around all this stuff in my brain, all these stories. It's like a huge library, you know? And I said, this can't be good for me. You know, it really, and it was really funny. I started laughing to myself. So I thought, I'm just going to make a commitment to start asking, so I don't have to carry it up there. I'll just check it out right then. And so like anything else, it just got to be a habit, and it got to be a really fun habit, because 99% of the time, how, you know, I thought I was so smart, and 99% of the time I was wrong. You know, like I thought, like, and I, you know, yeah. Is this what you meant by that? Oh no, I wasn't even talking to you.
But
I was so important, I took it in, like, well, of course they're talking to me. I'm the center of the earth, you know, right. I'm the center of the planet.
Yeah. And that's where it all starts. Because there is part of us that does believe that, right? Like, everybody's looking at us, everybody's talking about us. You know, it's this paranoid energy that we have.
That's right. And so
Well,
I think it's natural that it's the childlike part of us that hasn't we haven't given ourselves space to kind of grow into that kind of more, I don't know whether you call it adult or not, or just more mature part. So we can, if we think it's about us, check it out. You know, then that's what I started just talking to myself. You know what? Well, if everybody's talking about me, I got to figure out why. So I just started asking, and I started laughing. I thought you guys are talking about me all the time, and people would literally say that to me, friends or whatever. Oh yeah, you're so important. That's all we do all day is talk about you. And then, you know, we all laughed. I said, "Well, do you guys? Does that happen with you guys?" And they said, "Yeah, every day." I think just to know we're just part of the, you know, like the human family, and you know, we're not the center of the universe. Not in a demeaning way. It's just like, just to put things in perspective, and to not have to take all this stuff on, you know, and worry about stuff all the time. There's no value in that. And it's just harmful to us for no reason. There's not a good reason to promote that inside of us.
Yeah. And if we hold on too long, we'll never know the real truth. But I think the big piece is that, you know, it's usually not ever something that's personal. And even when it is personal, it's because, you know, they were triggered first, you triggered them, whatever, it doesn't really matter. You know, yeah, sometimes some people say stuff, right? But they wouldn't have said anything if they weren't already triggered. And they probably have their own, you know, their own perception of what happened was that you started it, right? And it's like, if you don't talk, if you can't communicate, I mean, it seems like it's so easy, but people are so afraid of talking. Like, it seems like it would be so easy, right?
If we just get back, just make a commitment to do it 3 times, and then we will never turn back to not speaking into a situation that we feel like it has something to do with us. And it's because what we find out very fast is like it could have a little bit, but people will start speaking directly to us a lot more in a really healthy way. And then it gets to be, like I said, such a very relieving habit for one. And then we become very insightful into things about people because we've asked and we've actually verified it. And so we can start seeing things, picking up things around us very easy. And then 99% of the time, we're not taking this stuff on or taking that where it gets into our system and our body, et cetera, and get sick over it or get paranoid, you know, walking around thinking everyone's thinking about us. And most of the time, people live a lot that way, and it's not fun. Like, we all know that. We all know from being in those spots or putting ourselves in that situation or allowing ourselves just to kind of go on something that we haven't checked out. You know, we wouldn't recommend that to anybody else, you know, just sit here for the next hour and think about, you know, what John said about you or you're thinking, but he's thinking about you. You know, it's like a funny cartoon.
What do you think we're most afraid of? Like, what is,
we're afraid of that because typically, we're carrying the idea that, you know, there's something wrong with us anyway. So just inherently, it's like we're there's something not quite right. And then so if we think something, you know, one of our friends or a group of people or whatever that we might hang around with or who knows, or someone looks at us funny and maybe they're looking at the bus behind us and then we think, no, it's us. It's got to be, you know, so because we think there is something wrong with us, so when we do, we start attracting kind of that or picking up or projecting everyone that looks at us or even talking around us is talking about us, because we're so screwed up and we're so, like, you know, not like everybody else. That's what we imagine in our brain. And so it pulls that kind of, or we pull actually that energy into us. And we'll find a way to do it. If there's a way to do it, we'll find out how to figure it out, how to make it about us. And then we look at it and we see that it's so funny how it takes probably in the day, it takes probably about 60% of our energy during the day.
Trying to uphold a different
image, you know, to counter what we think that's happening, or what people are perceiving, or we're perceiving about ourselves.
Yeah.
And my own thinking about myself, like, what do I think about myself, like, in this situation or that? It's just in a light way, like playful way. Just I want to enjoy my life and have fun and connect with people. And the only way that I can do that is be inquisitive about myself. And I'm fascinated about that and with others. I'm really interested in other people. And so I ask a lot of questions. And so, through that's how it's been super freeing to me. And so I don't ruminate about things. I'll just go ask, like I said. And I think we all can do it. It's not like magic. It's just taking that first step. And then it's such a relief. It's like letting ourselves out of our own prison. And then it's like, wow, this is not only a relief, but it's really fun and engaging. And other people will ask all the time, you know, well, that's funny. You always talk, or people always, you know, give you the right answer. I say, well, because I ask them the question. They're not going to just give you an answer when you're just standing there looking at them, staring at them. You know, like, imagine they're talking about you and there's no one else there but them. But we're just funny creatures that way. And I think just more lightly, it would be is super helpful. And is it that and be easy on ourselves, you know, just about that. Yeah.
I mean, it really comes all down to, again, that we don't love ourselves. Like, we're looking for love. We're looking for love from other people. But we have this, if we have this innate feeling that, you know, we're wrong, or that there's something unlovable about us, then that's why that's the fear, right? We don't want to talk about it because, you know, what if somebody actually says that it's you, right? What if somebody says it's me?
Right. That's so true. Since we're tentative to talk about it, and then we might wade into the pool, but we really don't jump in. And so then people are going to ask, like, what's wrong? How come you don't want to come in the water? And then we take those, like, see, I knew they didn't want me to, because you just said, what's wrong? So I must have done something wrong. So if we just pay attention in that way, it's like we're, our default really is to kind of be curious about other people. And if we allow that curiosity just to be, it lends itself into asking more questions, and when we're interested in other people, it's very fascinating how then we can start asking people that we wouldn't before. Of course, our friends will say, you know, yeah, there's nothing wrong with you, you're fine. And so but that's not the people we're concerned about. It's the people that we don't know very well. So one way to, like, just break that code of our own mind is to, yeah, get to know people that we're kind of curious about, and ask some questions, like, how do you perceive me? And not, you know, and I just say, like, I'll ask that question. I'll say, I'm not asking it because I think I'm important or this, but I'm just really curious. Like, I don't know how I come across to certain people. And so, when I make the first move that way, people I can feel that they're giving me, for 99% of the time, they're giving me a good, honest answer back. And so it's very helpful for me to learn, you know, like how, and I feel like I'm always learning and I really enjoy it. And so I think that comes across too, because people have echoed that back to me. Say like, gosh, I wish I could do that. This come thing. They said, well, you know, you just did that right now. You just said, I wish I could do that. So you're already doing it right now. And so, you know, so then people had like this guy that a couple of days ago that happened. And the guy said, God, I hate that. You know, I said, why would it be harder than that? Just to ask someone, you know, like, what do you think of me? You know, how do I come across? And I said, it's invaluable information, you know.
Hmm. Wow.
But so we have to, so, yeah, this is important. So, the reason why we don't is deep down, like, we're all very intuitive, and so we're intuiting on another level too that there actually isn't anything wrong with us, and so we don't want to verify that, because then victim role, we can't play some, you know, the like kind of poor me, you know, something's happening to me from the outside world.
Yeah, then we have to take responsibility for everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's a good thing to take responsibility for, like, and because it's the return we get for that is so, again, like, empowering and very potent, and that doesn't equal like a lot of people when I say that or teach that in these groups that I have at my office here, they'll say, well, that's a lot of work. I said, but it's probably about a tenth of the work that you're doing now, holding it in. I said, think about that, holding this dam of water back that you're doing every day. You know, in this case, it's thoughts and feelings, emotions, etc. You know, and you know, that's how you're, you know, most people kind of feel off or not healthy all the time. And that's why, because of this kind of negative energy or just old energy that just keeps running around inside their bodies and their minds.
You know, I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about, you know, all the people that say, well, you know, what are they thinking? And it's like, well, honestly, they're probably, and I can see it myself. Like, I can do that talk, you know, in a higher place. If I feel like I can't go back, like I can't go back now and communicate, because I think it might be one of that 1%. But, you know, the one thing that I can do is say, well, how much fear must they have been going through for them to have made it personal? Like, how much more fear, like how much are they going through that would have made them want to lash out and hurt someone.
Right.
Right. And if you can see it from that, like, instead of, you know, thinking that it's again about right or wrong or, you know, communicating, like it's really like, we don't get that everybody just wants love. Like we, you know, and because of the way they were brought up or whatever, that no matter what they're doing, they're still seeking love just like we are. And, you know.
Right.
Right? Like, we're all the same. Like, we think.
Yeah.
Right? We think that there's, like, this big thing that, you know, like, you mentioned, like, they're living their life. But if they're still holding on to it, and you can sometimes feel that energy that they're still holding on,
sure.
Like, you know that they're in just as much fear or worse than you are.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat, and so I think, you know, when when someone steps forward and asks questions, it could be in a group of people or whatever. It's like so relieving, and it's scary, but what happens? People will start. If I start, or you start, or whoever it is, like starts just bringing something out that is like kind of pointing to the elephant in the room, you know, that no one's talking about. So then. It's so relieving to everyone, because it's like ubiquitous in our world. And so everybody wants to get that out and understand, like, how do I, yeah, I don't like feeling this way every day, you know, or holding back, or, you know, yeah, just imagining all this stuff, like, and, you know, because that literally makes people on a physical level, mental, whatever, you know, just because it's not, it's actually not the truth 95% of the time. And right. And so they're just spinning this stuff of kind of negative energy in their mind. And yeah, it's not, just not good for us in any way whatsoever. And there's no downside to speaking up, no matter what we tell ourselves, you know, well, they could get mad at me. Well, you already imagined they don't even like you. So what if, who cares if they don't like you and they're mad at you?
Good point.
And I'm just saying that's the things I'm speaking of. I'm not speaking of just kind of theoretically. So just from actually my own experience of doing that, because I would be awed and you know, growing up, I would just say things. My mom would say, like, how could you say that? I said, how couldn't I say that? You know, and I'm just asking. I said, what's wrong with you? You seem weird. And it's like, she goes, so do you. And I said, how come do I seem weird? And he goes, because you just asked me that question, and I'm a stranger. And so then we both started laughing. Like, and so that was kind of the beginning of the end for me, because I thought, like, wow, this is so much fun. Because, you know, like, there's no, like, then I could see, like, we were like two of a kind. You know, like, then I realized the more that I would just speak up, then I realized, you know, we're so alike. We're all so alike. And we all have our own wonderful quirks, you know, and differences that are really cool that we can, for me, like, just learn from someone else. Like, I always looked at it that way. I thought, like, yeah, that's cool. Like, I know what I know, and I'd like to know what this guy knows or this woman knows, you know. I want to learn. It seems like fun how she lives. No, it just looked that way from the outside. So there's no downside to it. It just helps us become very healthy and vibrant in our body, for one, and then our psyche. You know, we can clear our head of a lot of just erroneous or just misled information that we've let into our brain. We spend so much time on that, you know, thinking about, you know, others, or projecting our, you know, our own hurts or our own, like, wounds to other people. And it's not worth it when the alternative is really quite simple, and it's very doable for everyone, just to speak up, just to let ourselves be who we are. That's why we came here. We came here to evolve into that.
Yeah. It's amazing how we can get caught up. I mean, it really is. So bottom line, forgiveness is probably the most important work we could do.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's so healing for ourselves and others, and it's so expansive for ourselves, for sure. Just expanding our world around us and connecting is so nice, to be able to connect easily with others. And there's no shortcut to it. It's just doing it. And when we do it, I've never talked to people that didn't like it. I mean, it's like, oh, wow, it's so refreshing. You know, it's like that. It's like they're building a support group everywhere they go, in the best way possible.
And really, it's kind of the same energy as all the people that say let go. I mean, it's forgiveness is letting go,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the same.
Yeah. And so when I say to somebody, let go, and they say, you know, I can't, or, you know, can you forgive this person? And they say, I can't. And that's really what they're saying, is they want to hold on to it. They want to create the story. They just can't let go. They can't forgive.
Right. They get paralyzed and they're terrified. Because, again, it's like the knowing. But once you get used to stepping into the unknown, which is pretty much everything in life. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when I go out of my this office that I work in and, you know, what's going to happen when I walk down the street. I have no idea. You know, I have, well, it'll take me to get from, you know, A to B, but I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'm going to run into people I know or this or that. I don't have any idea about that. And I like that. I don't want to know. You know, it would be really dull if I knew, you know, like everything that's going to happen next.
And that would just, I mean, that would just muddle up our brain anyway. If you're in the now, you don't need to know every moment or second of what's going on. Although there are lots of people that would like that.
Yeah, they think they would. They think they would. And like from experience of just knowing things, like, and then pretty soon it'll just turn that off. It's not much fun actually. Hmm. And then but it is fun, like just walking down the street, like just, you know, checking out people, then just purposely I'll make up stories. Oh, that guy, I know that he does this. He's a drug dealer, or yeah, he's this way, and he has, or whatever.
Exactly.
But then, you know, I decide to have fun with it. Or I'll stare at someone when they're walking by because they're interested in me. I thought, like, she looks weird. You know, and she said, "Are you looking at me?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "You look kind of odd." And she said, "What do you mean odd?" And I said, "I don't know, that skirt you have on looks really odd." And she goes, "Well, my aunt gave it to me, and she makes me wear it." But you know, it's funny. Like, it's funny when we just would kind of let our real self out, or you know, mm-hmm, our kooky minds that we all have. But everyone relates to that. And it's just funny how people don't get, I don't know, and I don't think I'm unique at all by any means in that. Like, just when you ask them the true question, they know that's true, you know? And so there's an immediate connection of trust.
Right.
Yeah, and you can't conjure that up. Yeah. It is, it's up to this be who you are. It's funny how people, everything around you kind of opens up in that way.
Wow.
Just kind of what you said to earlier, you know, when we're trying to like imagine, you know, or people, I wonder if they're thinking this about me or this or that or whatever like that. And so then, you know, people pick that up as well as people, if I'm more or you're more inquisitive or whoever is about things in an honest way. In a very, very clear way, it's life giving to a situation, and it turns the whole world into that. That we have this whole playground that we can play with instead of being like, you know, instead of like withdrawing from the world and like kind of just being around a couple people that we know or we have a couple friends, etc.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, it really is. I hope that people understand the playfulness, but also how important it is. It's so important to communicate and to understand that, you know, our perceptions and how we hold on to things just are, they're just ruining our lives. They're not ruining the other person. Right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so important. Like, what you just said, this is not, it's just really taking away and taking away our life. It's like we're in a self-imposed prison, you know, when we don't allow ourselves just to be who we are and let others know that. Just, you know, just talk, just connect, allow ourselves to connect with people through language or whatever, however we want to do that. I think it's so important to push ourselves past kind of comfort zone, so to speak. And really it's very magical.
Yeah.
And it's not, it could be a little challenging, maybe, it feel that way in the beginning, but once you do it, you'll never like ever go back to like kind of that isolation or isolating yourself. It's so much like joy and fun to be part of the planet that we live on and part of the world we live in.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much. This has been a great show. I really, really liked it. And this is kind of what our support group's all about. It's about being open and honest and releasing all of this stuff that we sort of hold on to. And so join us on our support group. We'll be back in a month to have another show. And thank you, Eric. If you want more information about Eric, go to ericaltman.com. If you want information about the support group, go to intuitivesoul.com. And just, it's on the main page, the support group. It'll take you to the page, or you can look under services. All right, well, we have been getting to the heart of what matters with regards to forgiveness.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.